AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is confusion and fear in South Korea. Today, the president of South Korea declared martial law.
We are watching the recent developments in the ROK with grave concern.
Lawmakers quickly voted to end the declaration. President Yoon Suk-yeol accused pro-North Korean forces of plotting to overthrow the government. Vidant Patel is a State Department spokesman.
We want this to be resolved peacefully in accordance with the rule of law, and certainly the legislature voting to pass something would be consistent with the law of that country, certainly.
Yoon says he will lift the declaration after meeting with his cabinet. This was the first martial law declaration since more than four decades ago, when South Korea was controlled by a dictatorship. President Biden is lamenting the past and looking to the future during his trip to Angola, the first by an American leader. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
At a slavery museum, the president inspected shackles and a whip, noting a big chunk of American slaves came from Angola.
Our nation's original sin.
But he says the U.S.-Angola relationship has become a lesson for the world, and they now stand shoulder to shoulder.
The United States is all in Angola.
Touting billions of dollars in investments there and in Africa as a whole, which he says will account for one of every four people by 2050.
The future of the world is here.
His trip's meant to counter China's influence on Africa and advance America's presence in a region full of critical minerals needed for electric vehicles, clean energy, and other technologies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Namibia has elected its first female leader, with Vice President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah declared the winner of last week's presidential election as the long-ruling party remains in power. This is AP News. Years after the coronavirus disrupted schools, nearly every state is struggling with attendance.
But attendance has been worse for Native American and Alaska Native students. That's a disparity that has only grown since the pandemic.
One of the reasons why there's a lot of absenteeism is because it's a norm.
Raylenia Patterson is a cultural success coach at San Carlos Middle School.
Kids are comfortable with not going to school. They don't have anything to look forward to. They don't have a hope, have a future.
Another coach in the system, Jason Jones, says they've opened the San Carlos High School Care Center to help give students a safe space at school, something that they hope will help drive attendance.
They're dealing with something here at school. They're dealing with something at home domestically, dealing with something socially with their friends. They can come here and talk and get that support.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.